We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, enough about that.
We'll talk about it a little bit as we go along. But Lacey Henderson is in studio. The U.S. Paralympian has been on the program before, but not on a day I was here. So I'm glad to... glad to be sitting in, Lacey. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me again for a second time.
Yes, well, you can walk out any time if Tony calls you Lacey Hernandez again. So.
I couldn't even say it the first time for whatever reason. It's been one of those days.
I totally get it. But tell us what you're up to. There's competitions this weekend in San Diego for you, and you are a long jumper?
Yep.
That's incredible.
Back in town, we have a couple of competitions popping off. I don't know, I guess a lot like basketball modern day, track and field seems like a season that never ends. We're actually in the heat of competition now. Just competed at San Diego Mesa College, and this Saturday we'll be at the Chula Vista Olympic Training Center.
Fun.
Just getting that work done.
Lacey, last time you were here, you were training, right?
Yes.
You weren't competing.
No.
Is there a difference between training time and in go mode like you're in right now? Is there eating habits or things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like training like in February when I was here last, it's just heavy volume. It's a lot more fun as far as eating because you just like keep eating forever.
That's one reason to be a track athlete.
Yeah,
yeah, so you can eat all the time.
You got that heavy volume training and you're like, just survive.
Then I must be training for the track and field all the time.
Yeah, you're killing it.
Me too.
You guys are really heavy loading. Yeah. Just really lift. Yeah.
We don't do any of the exercising.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah. Oh, that's the missing piece. Yeah, so this time of year, it's just like, it's a lot more like minimal input for maximal output type stuff. So just, you know, like a little less eating, a little less heavy lifting, but just like a lot of fast twitch, a lot of just quick explosive type stuff, and hopefully good marks. This year we have it's a Pan American year as well as a World Championship year. However, we're going to Dubai for World Championships.
What?
So,
sweet.
That's on my bucket list, by the way.
Really cool. Really hot place,
yeah,
though. So we're not going until November. So it's like, this is like the marathon season right leading up to 2020. So,
Lacey, it's an unbelievable story. I mean, you wanted to be an athlete and then lost your leg. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you stuck with being an athlete and were able to overcome this kind of this thing? I mean, I don't want to call it a disability because you've obviously turned it into an ability.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, as far as like my parking spot, fully disabled. But other than that, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
I forgot to tell you how funny she is, by the way.
Oh, you know. Well, speaking of funny, so I come from a track and field family. My dad went to Olympic trials for pole vault. Like low key psychopath about track and field. So he loved track so much. My brother's name is Trax on his birth certificate. My middle name is Fields. So track.
So he was obsessed.
But yeah, so out of the two of us, like one of us had to make it. And I was diagnosed with cancer, lost my leg. So we were like, all right, clearly Trax is going to be the athlete. But like an M. Night Shyamalan type twist. my brother is an amazing athlete, but like didn't love it. And I grew up, I fell in love with the world of competitive cheerleading. I didn't start track until I was graduating college at the University of Denver, where I had an athletic scholarship for cheerleading as well, randomly.
Okay.
And just kind of like I started pole vaulting because like, again, only my family would just like conveniently have like a pole vault pit and poles just readily available to just
yes,
try.
Yes, most families
have one
of those.
Your dad was a psychopath with it,
yeah.
So maybe that's why.
Got him in the garage, baby. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say it was in the living room, but okay.
Oh, come on, be realistic.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Your brother's name is Trax, so I'm not
it
being that
realistic. It could have
been
worse. He could have been like a hockey coach. Like my name could have been Helmet for all like intents and purposes. So honestly, I won that lottery. Just started to track, fell in love with the feeling of pole vaulting, of flying, kept Googling amputee pole vault, couldn't find anything, kept getting rerouted to the world of Paralympics, which is really interesting. I feel like, especially now, years later, because Paralympics is slowly regenerating more more transparency, I would say, like in the sports world, because I didn't know anything about it. My dad's 73. He's like old school. He's like, no special stuff. Like, I don't want you doing any special stuff, Lacey. So I didn't know about para. I thought it was something like different and special, and I didn't want to be a part of it until I did my first race and I got my butt kicked by a bunch of girls.
You realize it was
no
real
legs.
Deal. Then.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, they're not playing.
Yeah.
So, just having a competitive background, I'm like, this is not how my story ends. So, trained, qualified for the London Games for my first race, and then went to trials, got my butt kicked again, didn't make the team. So, again, I'm like, this is not how this ends. So, I started long jumping in 2013. I broke a 17-year-long American record, and since then, turns out my gymnastics background has really translated well as far as the horizontal jumps are concerned. Mm. So, it's just been kind of a fun ride. I'm just seeing where it takes me. 2020 is next year, and I'll be 31 at that point, and I think, like, after the games, I might be ready to transition into real adulthood, but my Peter Pan...
No, take your time.
...lifestyle's been kind of fun, to be honest.
Sure.
Do it as long as they allow
that's
you to
right.
do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
You guys started on Wednesday. You guys already had some events going on.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
How did Wednesday go?
It was good. It was, like, it's cool because San Diego does a San Diego USATF Summer Track Series, so there's a lot of universities just in this area that that have really good facilities. So we kind of took Wednesday as, like, a training session. We're going so late in November, so this is still relatively early in the season for me, so... had some good stuff on the runway and some things to work for Saturday. So, you know, it went okay.
How far, if you don't mind me, how far do you long jump? You said you broke a 17-year-old record. How far is that?
That was, well, my personal record now is 4.04 meters. So that is about, oh my God, I can't do this complex math. I don't know, maybe 14 feet, 15 feet.
I always think of the meter sticks they always had in class. So you about four of those.
It's
that
three.
Four
yeah.
of those, okay. 16.
Yeah, exactly. 16. That is exactly what that is.
That's nice job, Tony.
Yeah.
I didn't know you're such a mathematician.
You know, I try.
That's good. 16.
I can't
feet
speak any English, but I try, you know.
And how far could I long jump with two good legs? No way, 16 feet, right?
Chris, I don't want to speak on behalf of your athletic
ability.
Please
speak about my athletic ability. I mean,
but, you know,
I'm
like,
too slow to be a long jump.
You got
to
actually gain some speed.
Yeah,
you
got
to whip
exactly.
up a little speed. Yeah, my long jump is more like a broad jump, even with a run-up, because I'm moving so slowly.
Like a standing broad jump?
Yeah, it's a standing broad jump.
You're just strategically
anyway.
Placing yourself in
That's
a good
right.
position.
That's all
just
I try
slow,
to do.
Just, you know.
That's great. What's what is the toughest thing about competing and the toughest thing about just being part of this whole process, the Paralympian thing, and just what's the most fun part of it as well?
I'd say the most difficult part is just like in any other sport, I'd say it's the mental game. I think as far as disability is concerned, everybody thinks like you have the odds stacked up against you, but it's in an ironic way in para because then you're placed in categories where the field is level more or less, and you're always going to face adversity no matter you got one leg, two legs, no legs, whatever the scenario. So you got to work with what you got, and being able to do game time decision making, just being able to be flexible in a strategic and good way when it counts is probably the biggest asset you can have, because you know your body will just do what it's trained to do. That's why in February you can eat and train and all those things, so that in June, July, you know, you don't have to. You can kind of go on autopilot as far as that. And as far as like the most fun and exciting things, I would say just the travel. I remember when I made my first world team, it was just it's cool. It's really cool to be able to get that uniform and know that you get to represent. The home squad USA on in different.
I was gonna
countries.
Say that's what I was thinking would be like the coolest thing would be to put USA jersey on.
100%.
I mean that's like that's the top.
It's
right
like
there.
Made it. I made it, Mom.
Lacey
that's
Henderson
top.
Joins us here on the SDCCU fan hotline. Lacey, you came in last time and you left such an impression that I started to follow you. And you're a really good follow on Twitter, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
Could you give your Twitter handle?
My
out there?
Twitter handle is @LaceysYourFriend. My Instagram is LaceyIsYourFriend. I got a Twitter. I just had my 10-year Twit anniversary.
I just had mine not too long ago
tweet.
Either.
Yeah, and that
you
was
guys
back.
Are both 10-year Twits?
A decade of tweeting.
Right. A decade of Twits.
That's good.
Tell me a little bit about your podcast, because that seems to be really jumping off.
Yeah,
it's a good podcast, too, by the way.
Thank you. So, yeah, the social media thing kind of developed into this new project. It's called I've Got a Show. It's a podcast on literally every podcasting platform available out there. And then we have a YouTube video series called Picked Last in Gym Class. And I'm the host, and we take literally anybody. We have comedians, artists, former athletes, current athletes. We got everybody. And a lot of it is just conversations of struggles before success. A lot of jokes, a lot of laughing. A
lot of jokes.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just been, it's been a fun project. We are, the most recent episode we had a cheese plate gal. So I learned how to, you know, like assort a cheese plate, which is very important now in my millennial life to have that in my artillery.
Once you assort the cheese plate, bring it in, we'll eat it.
Yeah, you know what? Nobody ate actually after we did that production. Everybody's like lactose, gluten, no, none of this stuff. But
not,
you know,
me. You can bring it on
training,
my way.
I was like, go ahead and throw that my way.
That's so funny that you, that your podcast is picked last in gym class, because we just did an interview a week and a half ago with Manny Machado, one of the greatest athletes on the planet, right? So I, at the end of the interview, remember, I asked him, I said, were you ever picked last, like, as new guy in the school or something? And he looked at us and laughed.
He's like, literally
He's
never.
Like, I'm Manny Machado.
That's
like,
almost exactly what he said. Like,
almost,
no,
identical,
that's never
identical, exactly what he said, right? No, that's never happened to me. And I figure it's happened to everybody in a, in one way or another. You go to a new place, a new school, you're a little kid, you're picked last.
Yeah, no one knows you. They don't know you.
How did you come up with the name? Pick
you
last
know,
for gym class.
I would love to take credit for that name. I had a production company approach me about coming up with a show, like what names I'd want, and actually my producer came up with that name. My feelings are a little hurt because it's so clever. It's such a good name. But yeah,
it is good.
Ultimately, that was the best name.
It is really
I wish
good.
It was a better story. But
all
it's
right,
a great
so
name.
You're going to...
At least you're honest about it. You're going to... I show enough would have came up. Like, yeah, I came up with that at the house and, you know, it was, had something to do
yeah,
with
me. Yeah, we would have believed
it
you.
Speaks to everybody.
We would have believed you. We would have believed you. Lacey Henderson is our guest in studio, USA Paralympian in the long jump, one of the best in the in track and field. Where do you stand going into the World Championships in November in terms of like a ranking, or do they have such things?
Yeah,
or?
I mean, as far as world rankings, I haven't looked at the list right now, but I think as far as world rankings, I'm probably top five.
That would be fun
so,
to look at
yeah.
a world ranking list in any category
in
and see my name.
Anywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the first time. Yeah, it's really fun to check it early in the season when people haven't jumped yet. And you're like, number two, baby. And then,
that's
you know, later
awesome.
In the season, you're like, all right, top 10's cool.
So who's like your top competition? Is there like some you know, European athlete?
Yeah. Or, oh,
like,
yeah. Italy
like
rolls deep. We have a really strong Italian competitor, a German competitor.
Okay.
You know, the United States is such a crazy, like right now we have kids coming in from the NCAA system. We have such an insane talent pool just of like volumes and volumes of kids that are just insanely athletic. But I would say the Europeans do a really good job of developing athletes, especially in like disabled sports. I think that there is just a little bit more space and a little bit more history as far as those countries. And, you know, we're slowly on the come up, but yeah, right now, honestly, like old, this Italian girl is definitely like, she's the one, she's the Usain Bolt.
All right.
Single leg amputees, a female amputee.
Well, nothing gotta, wrong
you
with you taking her down.
Yeah,
that's
take
right.
her down. I'm going to get a little personal right now. One of the things that I have followed through Twitter and Instagram is you have a of interest in
I do.
He's
I
here
do.
With you, too.
Yes, I brought him along for this trip. Yeah, track is crazy. So there's a lot of times where I'm out of town and on the road. And, you know, we're like, why not just have a little week trip to San Diego? So I brought Josh along with
smart.
Me.
Work slash vacation
yeah, a little
type
work,
thing.
Little play, a little sunshine, hang out at the beach a little bit. It's all good.
That's what's up.
She could have picked another place for you to have to go, Josh. So San Diego's not.
Yeah,
bad.
We could have, you know, maybe next time it'll be Albuquerque if you play your
cards. Oh, the
right.
Kirk.
I can tell you how fun that
I
is.
I spent many times there.
Hey, Lacey, I wanted to ask you real quick before we move on. I mean, I'd like to keep you here all evening, but what would be your advice? I mean, this is kind of probably a question you've gotten a million times, but I mean, for a young disabled athlete who wants to get into that, wants to compete at, and maybe even get to the level that you've been able to get to, where do you go? Where do you turn? And how do you get there when you're maybe at your darkest point in your life and you say to yourself, no, I'm gonna make the best of this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, A, you were able to do that. B, what is your advice to young people that might be struggling to do that?
Yeah. Well, one, I guess I, more than anything, it would be reach out, ask for help, and create a network, create a community, a village. Because, you know, any single athlete can tell you it takes a village. Like, it's a whole team effort just to have one shining star. And as far as disabled athletics go, I would say disability is weird. It's the biggest minority in the whole world. It's like one out of every four people have some sort of disability, but at the same time, it's a really isolating experience. So often people who have disabilities are the only people in their community that are, you know, the girl with one leg, the girl in a wheelchair, the guy, whatever. And it can be really isolating. So I think a lot of times just, and people in general, I feel like whenever you feel like you're the only one carrying any sort of badge, that you have to do it on your own. And that's not the case. Track and field is funny because it is a solo sport. I come from team sports, but it really does. It takes a team effort. And San Diego has amazing resources for anybody in the disability community, not just local but also nationally, to get involved with groups like Challenge Athletes Foundation, which is headquartered here. Google is a great tool to start and to see what, not only like what is available to you, but what you're passionate for. I think so often people with disabilities find sports that fit whatever their disability is, but you really, like, it's any sort of professional athlete, like, this is it's an endurance event, so you have to make sure that you're passionate about it and you need to do it in a healthy way that can be sustainable over time if you really do want to take it all the way.
How long have you been competing now?
I've been competing now for about 8 years.
Any wavering of that passion in those 8 years?
Oh, absolutely.
That happened. I said that because a lot of people think that once you're passionate about something,
you wake up every day and
you're just like, yeah, let's do this. And that's just not the case.
No, I mean, it's unrealistic. And there's definitely, that's why like off season is so important. Like, you got to unplug from that matrix.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter if you're an athlete or, you know, that's your job every day. There definitely needs to be time where you like let go of the gas and kind of regroup and step away from it. I think that anything 100% go, go, go all the time, like that's you're going to run out of gas. So
burn out. Yeah.
Yeah. It's real.
Man, this whole thing is amazing. Lacey Henderson is with us. She's one of the top five ranked Paralympian long jumpers on the planet. That's like insane.
That's what we can say.
That's awesome. And joining us here and competing at the Chula Vista Olympic Training Center this weekend, getting ready to prepare herself for the Pan Am Games in August. Yes.
Yep.
In Peru.
Yes.
She gets to go to Peru.
Wait, so you're going to go to Peru in August and Dubai in November?
That's amazing.
And then Tokyo next year.
Can I live your life?
It's going to be really hard to retire, Lacey.
But you know
you're
what?
Never going to be able to retire from this. This is the life of...
There's good travel perks.
Yeah, what are you going to do for an encore after
this? Lifestyles of the rich and famous here.
I mean, it's good travel perks, but I will say, like, no matter where you go, the track is always the same. You know? There's no surprises when you get there.
Well, hey, and tell us a little bit about how you know John Silver, who our friend John is a friend of the show. He's from the Aztec women's basketball team. I know him very well, and... He's
hooked us up with some gear, too.
He brought us a little Aztec gear, which we appreciate, with the number 19 on it, which I don't know how he thought of that.
I don't know how he thought of that.
No, he's a clever guy.
John? He
well,
is?
2019. You know, I thought it was appropriate.
Oh, I see. Sure.
That's where he
very
was
very appropriate.
Ironically very enough, appropriate. In college basketball, you can't wear 19. So.
Now, how did you meet Lacey? And you're a Philadelphia guy.
I sure am, yeah. I'd say, was it the 17-18 season, right before we mm-hmm. kicked off in 2017, Lacey came out to campus and spoke to the team. In our film room, spoke to
the Aztec women's basketball team.
Yeah, yep. And okay. She spoke to the team for maybe an hour.
Wow.
Shared her inspirational story. Some girls maybe shed a tear or two. But at the end of the day, I mean, it was just another great contact of excellence in athletics for our girls to have. And
for
them to draw inspiration on that story throughout the season. So Lacey's stayed a friend of the program, a good, great friend of mine. We've worked together on some side projects, and it's been a really fun journey so far.
Yeah. The next time you're out there and you're struggling to get up and go for a little run in the morning or something, think of Lacey Henderson out there. She's working, probably.
Absolutely. I've seen some of her workouts. They are no joke, by the
really?
Way.
Really? Take us through a workout.
You know, not every day is a fun day, I will say. Honestly, competition season's the best. You just show up, compete, and then you go have a margarita. You know, life is good.
Margarita.
At this stage, it's about
I like
balance.
It.
I mean, yeah, a training day, you wake up, get a little breakfast, head out to the track. You know, you've got a warm-up, you've got your workout. It's usually a 2.5-hour type endeavor at the track. So it's a lot of sprint explosive stuff, and then general strength, a lot of ab stuff, med ball stuff. Go home, walk my dog, have a little lunch, and then go to the gym. And same, like, a lot of explosive Olympic-type lifting, heavy lifts, just really, like...
That's two times?
Yeah.
You do that twice a day?
Yeah. No, so you do,
you do
track and gym.
Track
so
stuff and then the gym.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
It's a lot.
Lacey, incredibly inspirational, and thanks so much for coming in. I wish we even had more time. We wish you the best of luck, not just this weekend, but down the road with the Pan Am Games and the World Championships. Take that Italian gal down. Take
All
her
right,
down.
You
time
know.
For you to bring us back a gold medal.
I'll what do my heck? Best.
Why not?
I'll do my darndest.
No pressure. No pressure at all.
USA Paralympian Lacey Henderson joining us here live in studio. Very cool. We will take a quick timeout, come back with a final hour of Gwen and Chris. Thank you, John Silver. Thank you, Josh, for coming in as well.
Thank you, guys.
And we're back with more on 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.